Good afternoon, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer from HorseRacingFLA.com, and it's time for the race of the day at Tampa Bay Downs in Oldsmar, Florida. Brought to you by the fine folks from the Stanford Insurance Group of Tampa. Contact them for all your insurance needs, including Medicare and retirement planning. Principal Chuck Stanford will come to your home or place of business to discuss your needs, and he has over 25 years experience in the insurance and financial industries. Call Stanford Insurance Group at 727-512-5554. You'll be glad you did. We have a field of 7 2-year-old fillies on the racetrack about to go into the gate in about 1 minute. We'll go over the field. Number one, My Heart Dominus, 30-1 on the morning line, 44-1 on the board from the barn of Ken Wesley. Jose Garcia has the mount. Number two, third choice on the board at 4-1, Valley Girl. Brian Pedrosa is the jockey. Ken Decker is the trainer. Number three, our choice and the odds-on favorite right now at 4-5 is Russian Roulette. Sammy Camacho has the mount. Thomas Monti is the trainer. Number four, Quick and Wild Coco on the board at 25-1, ridden by Real Mina. Allison Escobar is the conditioner. Number five is Fooley on the board at 9-1. Ian Hemingway is the trainer. David Delgado has the amount. Number six, the second choice on the board at 2-1, Phyllis Driller from the Maria Bowersock stable. Ronnie Allen Jr. has the mount. And rounding out the field is number seven, My Little Rosie, at 45-1, also from the Ken Wesley stable. Odilon Martinez has the mount. The fillies are about to enter the starting gate. The next voice you hear will be the voice of Tampa Bay Downs, Mr. Richard Grunder.
My Little Rosie steps forward. She's in. They're on the post. And they're off. Valley Girl pinched back badly at the start, gets away last. The favorite, Russian Roulette, is away certainly and getting ready for their lead. Quick and Wild Coco moves up. From the outside is My Little Rosie. Phyllis Driller is right there in the firing line. Down along the rail, My Heart Dominance moves through. Then it's four lengths farther back to Fooley. And the trailer is the slow-starting Valley Girl. They lead the half-mile marker. The odds-on favorite, Russian Roulette and Camacho. They command the race and now bump the margin to four. My Heart Dominance racing along second and length and a half. Phyllis Driller is now being asked to pick it up third. Then it's 2.5 lengths farther back. The slow-starting Valley Girl is circling up on the outside and now gaining ground with My Little Rosie as they turn into the stretch. That's Russian Roulette. She's in the clear and strictly the one to catch. Phyllis Driller now takes over to be a clear second. Valley Girl comes on to be third. But Russian Roulette graduates today in her second back. Start impressively, getting down by 10 or 12. Phyllis Driller second, Valley Girl third, Quick and Wild Coco gets up for fourth.
Russian Roulette was much the best this afternoon at Tampa Bay Downs. 2-year-old filly won this race by about 10 lengths underneath red hot jockey Sammy Camacho. Sammy Camacho won two races here on Saturday, opening day, and he's in top form, got the job done with this odds-on favorite, number three, Russian Roulette, who was 4-5 on the board, and was a prompt favorite and did not disappoint this afternoon. Checking in second was the second choice, number six, Phyllis Driller. Third was number two, Valley Girl. And And checking in fourth was 37-1 long shot, Quick and Wild Coco. And racing will continue at Tampa Bay Downs this Friday and Saturday on our three-day racing format, which continues until Sunday, December 23rd, when four-day-a-week racing will commence. And after Sunday, the 23rd of December, racing will be on Sundays, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday until the first week in May, which is the Kentucky Derby weekend, when Tampa Bay Downs winter spring meet will come to a conclusion. We have a rider's claim of foul, ladies and gentlemen. The rider of number two, Valley Girl, who finished third, is claiming foul against number three, leaving the starting gate. The objection is number two, Valley Girl, against number three, Russian Roulette. Please stand by for the results of the objection. The stewards will take a look at the films and let us know if there were any rules of racing that were broken during the run out from the gate. Sometimes, especially with two-year-old horses, they're a little nervous and finicky, and when they break from the gate, they don't always go in a complete straight line and bump each other. And a certain amount of bumping is one thing, but if there was excessive bumping and the one horse interferes with another one, he can be disqualified by the stewards. We'll have to wait on that decision. And I'm sure Sammy Camacho is waiting on this decision, because I believe if he stays up in this race and is declared the winner, he'll be the leader of the jockey colony at this early stage of the meeting right now. Sammy Camacho is one of the hottest jockeys, definitely in Florida right now. He finished second in the Tampa standings last spring when Tampa Bay Downs closed, and rode very well all summer long, and now he's picking up where he left off. The claim of foul has not been allowed by the stewards. Number three, Russian Roulette, is the official winner of the third race. Stand by for the payoffs. Number three, Russian Roulette, paid $3.80, $2.40, $2.10. Number six, Phyllis Driller, checked in second, $2.40 and $2.10. The $2 exacta, three and six, returned $5.80. Number two, Valley Girl, returned $2.40. The 3-6-2 trifecta returned $10.80 for a $2 bet. The running time for the six furlongs on the fast Tampa Bay Downs dirt track is 1:12.7100. And that is the race of the day from Tampa Bay Downs in Oldsmar, Florida. This is handicapper Bob Bauer from horseracingfla.com wishing you good luck at the races today and always. Racing resumes right here in Oldsmar at Tampa Bay Downs on Friday. And we'll have complete coverage of the race of the day right here on Radio St. Pete. We now return you to the Radio St. Pete studios.